The Commissioner's Court Workshop for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Notice of meeting Franklin County Commissioner's Court Workshop, fourth day of August 2026 at 9 a.m. We'll do our prayer. We'll skip, just as we skip the players, let's help them too. But we always have to do the prayer. Okay? Right, go ahead, sir.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We thank you for the day, for all your many blessings. We pray that you bless us this morning. Lord God, as we meet to consider the business of the county, God, give us wisdom and understanding and all the choices and decisions we make. God, direct our conversations. Help us to make the best decisions, Lord, for all of our whole county, Lord, and our precincts. We represent them. Thank you, Lord, I thank these men, Lord, I get to serve with, and Lord, for all of our employees. We thank you for each and every one of them. Pray for all the first responders working out on the street. Keep them safe in all they do. Thank you for their service as well. Pray for our nation, our state, and for our county. We ask all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How many to start with, yes?
Yes.
You have copies of all of our emails that you sent me in the club.
Fill your butter?
Hold on.
It's not that. Do you want that?
I don't
know.
I gave you.
That's all right. I'm going to go ahead. I'll put this.
I gave you a quote from ESNS on the poll books. Our poll books are what we use to check in voters with. And not only that, but we're able to pull all the lists every day, and it makes it a lot easier and less error than doing the whole flip book and then them writing everything out. And sometimes they write down the wrong information from the voter. The current ones we have are Surface Go 1 generation, and they won't be able to be updated in the future anymore. They're on Windows 10. New updates that ESNS uses will be on Windows 11. So those are for the new Surface Gen 4 tablets.
So how much of that?
They're about $1,100 each, and I only have 16, so I got a quote for 16. And is there no way to upgrade what we currently have to Windows 11? I think it has to do with that. Because they're kind of like a PC, so they have an Intel processor or something now, so it's not compatible to go to 11 without having to change that, the whole thing.
The ones we just bought, 9 years ago.
They were here when I got here, so.
2020.
Yeah.
So we got 5 days before November, right?
Possibility.
We need to order them right now.
Because the only other option is just to do our backup paper-based.
That's not good. They'll probably need some help, so I'm sure all of you gentlemen can probably.
Just
it's a joke.
We need that music.
Yeah. I will survive.
That's all they want to do when you don't love this.
Donna, something like loud and proud is what it is. Part of luck.
It was a fitting song.
I know it. I mean, technology changes every year. But
well, I know if you get something 4 years later, it's obsolete. We got another $20,000 here left.
I'm going to get something real quick.
money woman left. That's all we need to know. We're gonna pay for it.
Let me know. Let me know. When you get one.
Well, probably it's this year, but we gotta do something this year, then January 1st. But we gotta do something for them, right?
But she said, well, she's not sure yet, though, whether or not you have to have them for this.
Right. Yeah. They're checking with the state to see if they can still be used.
Do you know how long it's gonna take them to find that out? And how long it'll take to get them in the order?
Once we get them, like, if less than a month, maybe 30 days, maybe less. And then they'll be up and ready. Because all we have to do is program an RN and upload the election.
Election, the state let us know November 2nd. We need them or not.
Whether we need them this year or not.
She went to get that.
Whether we need them this year or if they can wait.
Yeah, she went to get that.
She's gonna check book.
That quote's good until 29.
Yes.
So we still got a few days we can wait to see what the state tells us we can use what we got for this year.
Yes.
Ms. White gets back with the checkbook, we'll pass it.
And the current tablets that we have now, the poll books, they can be resurfaced by ESNS at no charge, and we can still use them for something.
We thought we might come up with a solution since the state tells us we have to have them for this year, and we can quote still good through August, end of August, that we wait to see if they tell us yay or nay. And if they say we have to have them for this year, we can obviously still got last quarter of this month to deal with it. Would that be all right? Otherwise, I guess what Jesse's saying, how do we pay for it?
We've got. How do we pay for it if not?
Well, that's where I was. We have 25,000 in contingency money. We've got 7,000 already earmarked for groundwater. I don't know what's going to happen up here and down here and over there with all the water we have going all over the place.
Can you not sell those poll books?
The old ones?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much do you think you get for them?
I'm not sure. I'd have to see what their buyback price is or what their
going. We can't sell them in Texas because everybody's gone by the same road we're driving.
Yes, in Texas they're all by the same certification.
So who would you sell them to? Just an individual? Well, we'd probably have to offer them to, we'd either have to put them on a...
I bet the DNC would like
them. Auction or... What'd you say?
I've been funny. The DNC would probably like to buy them, they could fix them the way they want them. I vote for this change. I don't care, whatever y'all want to do, I don't know. This is, what'd you tell us? This is
I'm just kind of wondering, Scott, if we do that, just how much are they going to go up next year, because she'll have to get them next year.
Yeah.
You don't ever know. It ain't going to go down, I'm guaranteeing that.
Marty, you gave me several things here.
It all back. Has to do with that.
You don't need these back?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, thumbs up or thumbs down, Marty.
You're either going to do it now or you're going to budget for it next year. She can even get by this year with it. I can take part of the money out of the contingency fund. But you guys also have to know that we have 3 leaks right now in this courthouse.
And they're coming Thursday.
And they're coming Thursday.
We got an elevator that's on its last leg. Barely, and they're going to wait.
And the district courtroom floor looks like a hurricane ran through it.
This is a money pit that always has been sticky.
Yeah. I mean, at some point in time, we would have to amend. I would like for us to get through the year without doing that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Since that quote is still good through August 29th, let's just wait until the...
See what the state kind of says.
If they tell us anything that we can hold off, I mean...
Yeah.
Just what she said, we got this coming in.
See what happens Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, get ready, it's a minimum $5,000, I promise you.
Just to repair the leak, and that's not to repair the damage. Because each one of the ceiling tile boxes are about $500.
You give that, yes?
Yes.
Okay. We were getting to a tremendous bind.
I thought he was going to
go back to what we did before.
The plans.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
He survived that. Working with the precinct to go help you with them. Right.
Yeah, just don't expect list at five.
Do what?
No one can expect a list at five. Just wait. Give some time.
Yeah.
To give a voter history list. If we don't make a decision by the end of August, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. And we're not allowed to use them, and we'll just... It's going to be a pain, but we'll do it.
I feel like the old-fashioned one.
Oh.
If we get in a bind, that's what I said. If all this other stuff falls apart, it'd be a little buttered box out.
No.
For a little chance.
All right, what's next?
Budget.
Well, tell us what you come up with, the new plan.
First off, I need to know, I have questions about how are we going to, and you might be able to help, so how are we going to put this in a newspaper? And where would we put it? I mean, the trip is now just online.
It's not, I get one every Wednesday.
Are they still doing paper?
Yes.
They change it again, but it's still doing paper, so we would make the legal guidelines. Okay, that was my question, because I had heard that they were not doing paper anymore, and I really didn't know.
It looks like that everybody's doing the same thing.
Delta County. Put out bill. Yeah. Like what we do, because I think South Branch is going to do it till now. They just said not much.
They go to Paris and do that.
That they were just digital?
They just said they were about to. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Last
until we get through budget, because I have a lot of stuff that I have to
put. Within the year, I don't think there will be paper. You know, maybe the Dallas one and two would be about it. And
they're charging them. Well, they keep coming up, going up. We're not going to be able to afford it.
Oh, I know. You want to talk about all these counties having by their little ads and everything.
Well, I'd hope the legislature would address that.
Oh, no. They're not going to address anything that would affect them. They make sure and voted their way. They don't have to do stuff like it, like we have to. Their transparency is different than our transparency. They don't have any.
With the discount that I talked them into, it's almost $1,000 a year.
Are you kidding? Oh, wow.
What did?
Dallas Morning News.
Is this an ad or an interview?
Dang. Well, call y'all state legislature. Watch how quick she
Like I said, I thought they would address this last time they called me.
They'll call the governor. Okay, say something like this. Hi, Hitler.
Yeah. Happy to host show. Okay. What you have in front of you, gentlemen, is 4.3 cents above the no new revenue rate. You have 8.4 cents. If we use 4.3, that'll leave us a little bit next year, and it will go away after the next year until we save some money and stay at the rate. Now, with that being said, everybody knows, anybody that knows me knows how fiscally conservative I am. Take no credit for the joke. But with that being said, I do believe between 3.78 and 4.37 is where we need to
to find, if you don't want 4.37, then you're going to have to cut. But I do believe, based on what we hear from the legislature, that this will better prepare us to be where we might need to be, or close to where we need to be in future years. Now, with that being said, there's, in this particular budget, there is raises to all, including elected officials. I know that's not something y'all wanted, but it was already there and I didn't take it out, just so you know. Health, dental, life, I believe everybody needs a raise. I'm sorry, that's just my belief. And if you don't want one, then you can sign a document and give it to the treasurer's office and I'll be happy not to give you yours. But I do believe in raises to all. Health, dental, and life, it has the $28,000 in there. Groundwater's in there, $20,000. SERP pay for the sheriff's office at $1,100 per level, which puts them at $5,042.50, $30-something.50, and $29.50.
We have a markup on the base page. We don't have the base page for all the markups that you have on here. All the numbers.
No, I'm just giving them to you.
Okay.
And it's a 3% raise overall, I forgot to say that. SERP pay up $1,100 each level. That's $5,000 for a master's, $4,350 for advanced, $3,700 for intermediate, $3,050 for basic. That is only for the officers. Basic is not given to jailers and dispatchers. They have to be at an intermediate level at this point, based on the policy. Fire was a library part-time to full-time. And some of this was changed due to the fact that the judge scaled back on our maintenance funds. And so that saved us about $40,000 or $50,000. So that allowed me to give the sheriff some data processing money that he asked for, as well as some capital purchase money. The only thing that's not funded is the Sulphur River grant, the hub, retiree insurance, the increase to PAWS, a full-time dispatcher, and absorbing SB 22. And with that, if you'll look on page 27. That puts us at about, what, 23,000? Because I had to go back in months before I had a groundwater. So it's, what, 23,482?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at 4.376.
Said that was without retirement?
Retiree insurance. You can, y'all can look at what I have it wrote down, not funded. In that particular graph, that's not funded.
I already talked to Dave Wideman and I told him he was out on that already, so I don't worry about that. What do you mean hub over money?
The
Yeah.
They already know that.
So that's okay. That's okay.
Don't see that.
Tell me, how much of the benefit I'm just wondering, I've got
$25,000. $20,000 to $25,000, for what they're needing up there.
That's for the axle system and all that, but I just want, I don't know.
They got one up there already, they have to expand it over to cover that.
Yeah, but it's right there, I knew what that's needed to do.
They have like 6 inches covered on each side of it, so.
And they get over that, put that for a new.
They can't add to it.
They can't add to it.
I was saying, I didn't know what one. Didn't help.
The last time I talked to her, she said, well, we can buy something like that, but we'll do something different, I can't remember what it was.
Now, if that's right, that will bring in $6.7 million. You look at the very first page at the very top, that's what the revenue for the ad valorem will bring in, that's 4.3 cents. Year 2027, age 60 with 20 years would be 22.8, because we would only have two eligible. And over the course of the next 10 years, 9 people would be eligible over the course of the next 10 years.
How many of those would fall off? And any of them fall off before the others jump on? Just one.
Well, if it's not on average, you'll have 2 a year, basically.
Yeah. I think it's in about 6 years, you'll probably have 4, but it will be in there at that particular. And understand, gentlemen, if you do this, it doesn't have to be perfect the first year. You get it in if that's what you want to do, and then it can always be tweaked. It's not set in stone. It's like any other employee policy. Oh, in 2028, there'll be 5. I did it at age 50. At age 50, I think.
7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to get some bad news. We'll do this again in a year.
At least you're planning ahead.
I'm right with that.
In the future, not bright. sure.
And y'all have a copy of this. This is what it would cost at those particular levels.
Say it out there, we won't have to do this anymore.
That's true.
You're right. You are exactly right.
Send them a letter, saying what we need, they'll send it right to you.
I got ready my new cop trailer, they just swore in. He's gonna go back to the schools, he's gonna go back to the private districts and all this stuff. The county private district, even though he controls, the cop trailer actually controls everything. So they've done a great job, that's what happens.
As long as you stay at 75 or below, I won't argue with you, because our 2%, Melissa does such a great job, her muscle, that we collected about 99.5%. So I always take 2% off our collections, which will be about 138,000. So as long as we stay at 75 or below, I think we'll be fine. And when I say that, I mean that.
And you probably will have some excess collections this next year with stuff that's happening county-wise, where they roll back and that type of stuff. And the only thing you need to be aware of, if you have excess collections, it's going to forcefully lower your room and overhead.
Yeah, it's like it did somewhat this year. So it might be better to have a little bit of this. I just don't want a quarter of a million, okay? That's all I'm asking. Because then we're playing catch up.
So you think that we could slide in the retirement?
Why do you always want to put me on the spot?
Well, just say it's only $40,000.
I don't think it's just me that have a say in all that. That's entirely up to y'all.
I mean, if I was going to, if I'm still in the 60-20 myself.
Yeah, and how much did you say that would be for the
20,
first year? 63,000. So it's a little less than what you had on.
And one of them is me.
And that's kind of, at least we're putting our foot out there, we're stepping into it, so.
And if we did that, it would be about, what, 40, 20? I had the one before I put groundwater in here, so mine's the 3,000. So is it 24,382 or 23?
23-something.
Okay. Page 27. Yeah, my draft is quickly up, because I forgot to put groundwater in, so then I went back to it.
So if you did the 60 and left that in there, and then you could do hers, and that would be the number you need to be at, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the poll books, unless you have to get them this year. Would that come up with the money for that?
And I don't think I have. I know Melissa's got a, we got to get her a survey. So I have that in here.
Melissa's survey, she gets one every year.
Well, just once again, I know nobody likes to hear it, but this is going to be it's a 12% growth this year on the budget, so. Last year was 13, so.
How do we save your percent?
Huh?
I thought we saved your percent.
Yep. I know we were talking about it last week. I mean, we're talking about the flow. I don't know. Just put that out there.
Is 12% this year? Well, at least we're going down. Well, you know, it's kind of like Rick's got to be about what he's talking about all year long. The reason we're doing a lot of this is because next year is, as I say, it's dark in the horizon.
I think we'll have one more year, and I do believe that it will.
I think you're right. There's a lot of stuff on the horizon, but we can't, you're making decisions based on what if, too, so we don't know. I mean, just, yeah, everything changes. I mean, we're dealing with inflation every year we've been here too, I got that. But he's talking about just growth over year, year over year. And some of it's not, stuff we can't control. But there's still other parts we can. So, but my 2 cents.
Well, that's good.
That's what we're here to discuss. Put it out there.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're looking at all the things we need to do and so forth. I mean, like I said, y'all said last week, you know, wish list. So yeah. At some point in time.
Yeah. But ain't no buts about it. Like I said, we meet again next year. Yes, it's been tough every year I've been here. I mean, we go through this every year. Same thing. But I will say this. The years that, and we did listen to the commissioner precinct too. We cut that one year. Well, there were several years that we cut.
We hadn't talked about
cutting. We are so far behind.
That's the only thing. We're not cutting anything. I'm not talking about cutting anything.
No, I know that. But I mean, but we did cut. And we got so far behind. It was unbelievable. And that was biting us a little bit. That was biting us a lot. It's just...
But I know a lighter note, I had enough budgeted in the health, dental, and life to go ahead and raise us from $10,000 to $20,000 a month this year.
Really?
And still with $15 per employee to start.
And you gotta look at it this way. It is tough when we start talking about our employees, but Who all has stopped the price of our car insurance quadrupling in the past 2 years? Our house insurance more quadrupling. That's okay for everybody else to go up, but then all of a sudden when we try to do something so we can survive, people get upset about it. But nobody ever says anything about the price of gasoline is at $4.50 a gallon, $4.63 to be exact. At Berkshire's. So we're keeping our people at the same amount.
We're pretty close to inflationary. Inflationary is about 2.7.
Yeah.
So I mean, they might get 0.3 benefit out of it.
Yeah.
And then they're also going to have to realize that 0.3 benefit is going to be spread out over 27 payrolls next year.
It's just
curiosity, like.
I don't necessarily think growth is a bad thing. I think
it is
a double-edged sword.
No, but you can't keep us at the same thing. Everybody else grows, and then I say...
I think what I just said. Yeah, I don't think growth is necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not.
And what were you saying, Joey? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Well, that's okay. And last week, I was kind of... And Toby mentioned, or whoever mentioned, not giving elected officials the... I was thinking these four here, I didn't know it was... Everyone, and I agree with the 3% all the way across, because that's what we're on a, so everybody's going to be getting a raise on the employee's part, but on the certificate pay, how much is the price difference on what they're getting now versus what they're going to get next?
$1,100. It's $1,100
difference. But yeah, I'm talking about overall total, like all the way across the board for those people that's listed on this list.
The total
they're getting now is like $24,000.
Well, you could add 1,100 times ever how many there is. And I think there's 22. Yeah,
okay.
It's 20. I think there's 22 overall, if I remember correctly. 12 and 7, I believe. No, 12 is more than that. It's 15 and 7. But 12 of them come out of general, and 3 of them come out of inmate housing. There's 22 overall, so you can multiply that times 1,100.
About 23,400. Mm-hmm. Additional.
And 3,300 of that comes out of inmate housing.
Wow.
Three officers are paid for out of inmate housing.
I
where else?
I'm just a little stuck on the retired deal and it's in the certified pay. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's more important to everyone versus, I don't know. That continuing to go up.
Well, if we did it, we're at 23 now, so that'd be 24,000, so we'd be at 47,000. And unless something terribly happens, I won't be one of those. And Lisa and I are the ones that would be.
I won't be one of those.
At 60 as well. To put it in place. I would be eligible, but I would not partake is what I'm saying. I would be here until I'm 65. So it would allow us time to get the policy in place and then
wake it up.
But I don't know, you put it in place, I might be trying to go home.
You just never know what tomorrow brings.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm gonna fill another little bit of another king at the end. Let's ask this. If you said a while ago if we could keep it underneath 75,000, we put in the retirement insurance, what if we let Paul's grow by 20,000? We're still under our, everybody's fighting for what they need, right? Mm-hmm. What they want.
Treating we're here.
Well, that's, I know. Yeah. We pretty much tabled that last week, but we're going to kind of move around back and forth. I'm kind of fighting for what some of the people that.
I said last week, and I said I'm not for the retirement until next year. We got the money this year.
That's where I am, too. I'm just saying, if we're going to. We've got $25,000 deficit already, but we've got wiggle room to go up to 75 on this plan. I'm like, where's it stop? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Because we were just told that we've got the wiggle room to do that. So. And then everybody gets what they want, right?
I will say this. This has been, and it's not a bad thing. This has been the most diverse commissioner's court to actually speak up for what they got. I got to give credit there.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the past, they just kind of sit there, okay. Yes.
I don't want to go up at all. I mean, but if you're talking about going back and forth, I mean, I really, really wanted that extra dispatcher, too. I mean, I don't know if that's still not just off the table till next year. I mean, because that was like at the original, when you formed your hope list or wish list, that was like really important to use that extra dispatcher. Is that not correct? Or?
Yeah, well, I know we got to make a decision. Something else I don't worry about you as well. There's $50,000 that we've taken out of my salary that I won't need next year that more or less funds my certificate pay.
Yes.
Because I'm not increasing my budget at all. I'm still going down some, even adding a certificate pay, because I have two employees that were longtime employees that have left that by the time you take out, it's around $35,000 just in their salary, and then you do your all the benefits on top of it, let's say $45,000.
And if you do the retirement, you'll have to lose two more real high
time. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Well, one in a couple of years, but so really, I mean, even though I'm getting the certificate pay, I'm funding that out of water too. I'm not adjusting my budget, I'm not going up. So, you said, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
what you're saying by not paying them is going
back. Yeah, and still something's going back to the general fund to be able to use somewhere else. So. Yeah, can I use that? Can I have another dispatcher? Wayne Joe's already talked, you know, we're going to try to work on the weekends and stuff, but I'll be open tomorrow whether you do it or you don't. I'll ask again next year, and we'll be in the same place. Jody, in the big scheme of things, I was asking for one at a time, but really, when you did one, I've had five dispatchers. There's been five dispatchers in Franklin County since the day I walked into the door.
And these are
up. And you do the math on covering shifts 24/7, and then you multiply how much training is required of them now. I'm used to, you're going to be a dispatcher, you're going to say, I want dispatch, sit down, chairs, start talking. Now you got to go to schools, you got to get certified. They're class 5 first responders, or I mean, so there's things that's causing my overtime to go up. And I'm grateful when somebody's sick. If somebody gets sick, you know, I mean, I've got 8 hours or how many hours built in? I mean, it's guaranteed overtime just because of the 5. But I guess what I'm saying is really, if you want to make a difference in there, it needs to be more than one, but one would help me. That makes sense.
There was 5 dispatches when they were over here, but they're also the jailer.
Yeah, that's been 5 sitting in that chair for long time.
I've been here since 1990.
Yeah, I mean, Wayne Foster, there's 5 people in there. And so, it's just...
Bobby Bigger's down there.
That would
cost
$69,000.
Yeah, and so although I'm getting certification pay, I'm really paying for that, for what I'm taking out of what I'm putting already in my budget. So it's not an increase because of that. I would be elated if I walked out here with the dispatcher.
Well,
but if not, I'll walk out here.
I know that looks.
With a smile on your face.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I didn't know that to go a different direction if you did that, but I just think that was important to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And
And that was one of my, believe it or not, when we started dispatch. Mm-hmm. So that was my number of goals, getting up dispatch.
Because I've doubled the officers, which means that's double the work on the dispatcher. I've doubled the jail staff, which means that's double the work on the dispatcher. That's why I said, you know, that I'd be happy to go. I would not sit in that chair. I couldn't do it. It's pretty overwhelming at times.
You talking up here?
No.
I'm not overwhelmed.
Dispatching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would never.
I sat in there back several years ago when it was.
You could hide me in that.
Well, I walked in there the other day and there's nothing but screens and all that. I'm like, there ain't no way.
That'd be crazy.
But anyway.
They're opening doors and they're used to, I don't think I still work. My guys are used to do all that, plus work the jail doors, work this, and answer the phone, dispatch, got a chase going, got one person in there. And yeah, it's, my mother was dispatched for 20 DPS. She said, I could not work this jail.
Okay, let me discuss something out, and then y'all can discuss and cuz and what do you know. A penny brings in about 235, 235 something along the way. So if you raise it a quarter of a penny, it would probably pay for his dispatcher, and you'd still have 40,000. That's just something to throw out there. I have to go figure it for sure, but I did figure it at 39 and a half cents. But I thought that was a little steep, so I went back to 4.3.
I didn't mean to make it harder, I just meant to.
It doesn't make it harder.
That's what we're doing here. That's what we're trying
to do. You just have to talk about options in order for to say yay, nay, or maybe.
So with the 4.376, that's going to bring an extra 1,028,360.
No. What'd you say now? They'd be 5.3 if you did that. And I'm not talking about...
Oh, no, I'm talking about where we are right now.
It'd only bring in 100,000. A half a penny would bring in 100,000.
Yeah, I know, but you said you want to raise the budget where we started at the beginning of the day, 4.376, right?
So we move that up to 4.8.
Yeah.
Be 4.87, be half a penny.
Yeah, it'd be 39. It'd be 2.8. Net M&O would be 0.27692. To bring in about another 100,000.
How hard would that be?
It's so hard to do. I haven't.
It's up to them. I'm getting ready.
All I'm doing is throwing out options. Yeah. You guys have to make those decisions.
No doubt the options are limitless.
They are. I'm going to tell you, even with the 13% rate and 12% rate, we still, with everything that's required from the state, everything's required.
We've got a formula.
As far as elections and everything's required for sheriffs and jail, the new standards, really, we have been extremely, extremely good stewards of our money over the years. We really have. We have done everything that we needed to with less. And that's what ticks me off to no end. That state government, federal government is unlimited. They get whatever they want anytime. Nobody says anything. They just go down there and continue. Oh, but wait a minute. Counties and cities, we're going to put a thumb on y'all. And that ticks me off to no end. And to sit here and to punish us because we're local government, it's just, and that's kind of what's changed me in the last 11, 12 years. Is I've sat here and watched them just tear into us like we're the.
But that hadn't changed in 12 years. And
no,
it won't change.
It's not going to change.
Right,
that's
right. Exactly. So we still got to be
ourselves. And you're right, Jeff. I totally agree. It's just we're reflecting on what we deal with as elected officials in the county government. But they're also, lots of things I'm bringing up are dealing with the taxpayers as well. Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot easier for somebody to come up here and gripe at y'all than it is to your state legislature who can just actually smile at us.
That's how our system's set up.
I know that. And that sucks. I'm sorry. It sucks for us.
But we took the job.
Yes. But the thing is, we have the power right now to set a budget that we need. Not what they need. You know,
like
I said, they've done a great job
advertising
how awful.
Let's stop real quick, since we're going to compare the budget we need versus budget we want. Right. There's a lot of things we want, but there's some of the things that it's a want list. We're still talking about everything we're dealing with right now is a want list, a wish list. So, talking about needs and such and so forth, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm kind of looking along the lines of tax, as a taxpayer.
Oh, yes. And it kills me every year because I don't have it taken out of my check. I go write them. Ask Melissa, I have to go write her 4 or 5 checks. I do it every year. I don't pay so much, so they go back and find stuff that, hey, why don't you give me another $4,000?
Okay, I've got a 0.393, which is 0.3 of a penny. To bring in $68,000. 68.8.
How much was that?
68.8.
Well, how much?
Increase in revenue. If I raised it
to 0.393,
I'm sorry, 0.3 of a penny. not even 0.3. Instead of 0.27492 or 27192, it's 27492.
I think my personal opinion is that I think he would really deserve an additional dispatcher because not only will it help him, but it helps our whole county.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sitting here thinking about you there. We could cut 50%, cut half of the employees. I mean, give y'all, you.
I'm not talking about, I haven't talked about
that. Or cut half. I know, I'm just saying, no, this is not even me. But I mean, really and truly.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. I mean, there's no doubt. But that's what we've got.
And anybody can sit here and say, well, the need is we need 40 new deputies. Well, maybe we didn't need that. That's not reality, and I understand that. But I think that where we're at, we've done pretty good. I'm telling you, I'm looking at all these other counties our side.
Oh, I agree.
Man.
That's
4.67
pennies. 4.67 pennies is what that would be.
Is that going on top of, is that the 4.37 increase or the 3.78 increase, Marla?
4.3.
The 4.3.
It would go to 4.6.
And that's option 2.
Yeah.
Well, it'd actually be option 3.
It's not out there.
I don't have that one. I've got it printed right here, but I thought I was figuring out what the difference was in the revenue. It's about 68,000.
fund that and still leave us with 25 in the hole.
25 in the hole or 25 acres?
25 in the hole, oh. 25 in the hole now, because I did your dispatcher, which would be in the same shape, but.
Same.
Mm-hmm, which is.
Same way.
Or we can have a deficit of 80,000.
We also got to figure out, probably for sure, next year, at least, for Yetzi too. I mean, that's going to come here somewhere, doesn't it?
I'm going to give you my personal opinion on that. I think we will wind up doing it this year.
Doing it this year?
Wind up doing what?
Her, I don't think they're going to do that. But anyway, just because they, it's just the way they are. The way they've always. I think we'll be back probably next court and she'll be asking for you guys to purchase.
Then we got the water issue. I don't know. It's like, where do you draw the line and how do you stop this bleeding?
Groundwater, it's already in there.
No, all
this bleeding, yes. Yeah. Well, that's going to probably wind up being COs.
You're not going to replace the whole system?
No, I think so.
That's not going to work.
What was it before they put geothermal? Was it central?
Central air heat.
Yeah.
They lined up all
the way. Yeah. I mean, now was it beautiful? No, but it worked.
That's right.
It's functional.
On the backside.
We had people right here in this town come work.
How much have we spent on this since they put it in?
Oh, there's
a lot.
I told them all.
So we just didn't get one of the flatbeds and Home Depot and they pick up window units.
Mm-hmm. Well, they cheap.
In a long run.
Hey, they used them for a while.
Y'all will remember.
There will be some
reason for here. We had to repipe this thing about a year and a half after I was here.
I didn't even know that until
the top. The top floor was getting nothing. Because the water wasn't strong enough to pump. So we had to repipe it. And I bet you with all the repairs, all the water damage and they had to do, repipe it, we're about to have a million dollars. I bet it's more than that. So, and it ain't gonna stop today, you know. Believe it or not, it's gotten worse. And it's destroyed and it's gonna be sitting court.
Thankfully, I wasn't sitting there on this hill.
There's a bubble right there. Y'all remember the water coming through the light that they
used. Thankfully, it happened while we were in the
building. Horrible buildings. So you got here on the new
building. It has what?
Said portable building.
I feel like I was wearing a plastic mask.
Ricky, if you did get up, dispatcher, how much would that cut back all the time?
It was saving some. I don't know if I could say a quarter or a half, but it was saving some, yes. I save a lot still on dispatching because Jack comes in, of course, but now she's taking a second job in Winsboro, so on the weekends, because a lot of times when I'd have open shifts or somebody sick, she'd come up and work dispatch and cover that, so, or I feel it. I could have, unless I have one sick and out, it's when that really keeps me in the rear end. Because I try really hard to keep from having, if I just did unabated overtime in there, it would be out the roof. It'd be cheaper to pay for another dispatcher than pay this much overtime. And I guess that's what I was kind of going to about the 1 and 2. You'll see some different, but you're going to see it. Where it's going to help us take off some of the, there's a lot into it. But like when dispatchers are in there, and really the most important little box in that room is not only 911, but it's that little call box from the inmates. Because if they push that button and that jail, that dispatcher's busy and they don't answer that, and there's somebody back there dying or choking or getting their butt kicked, and they come in and something happens to them and they sue me, and then they come back and they pull my video, and because somebody didn't answer that box within 30 seconds, we're at fault. We're liable. because that person got hurt right there towards that end. Big Johnny on the spot answered it. That's what I'm trying to, that's the biggest thing I'm trying to avoid is putting on an extra dispatcher. And I'm talking to Joe, I'm probably put two dispatchers on through the weekends because that's when we have all the craziness and we need that extra person in there. So it'll probably be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. People will be surprised. Sometimes Sundays during the summer is usually our busiest day because everybody's been drunk and crazy all weekend, and now they're having to load up their campers and get out of town, and a lot of family disturbances. But so that's where it's going to be. It's going to be more of a liability deal for me is having a person in there that can respond to the 911 and the control room in the jail. It's a and it would help some toward the overtime. And I'm not going to say I wouldn't go for another year or two and ask for another. Just to kind of see how it, I'd probably let it play out for a year, a couple of years, and see how the numbers worked before I did it. But I mean, I might as well come here and ask for it. I've got to be able to see where they're falling, the numbers are falling. And you don't know that until you run it for a year or two.
And I'll tell you another thing about the future, that jail. Everything's just kind of like this courthouse, just kind of falling apart.
That's a whole
lot. It's costing the older gets in, the more calls it costs.
Like
10
more years and you can do whatever you want.
You want to. Marla's going to retire. She's going to retire and be the chairman.
No. She is not.
She's going to be the contract meeting.
Yeah, contract.
I'm going to be the one sitting in the house drinking wine.
Now we'll come up here sometime just to laugh at them. There you go. We'll bring them up. We're going to laugh at them.
But I could definitely put that person to use.
So you said you and I are the only ones that are eligible. We'll be eligible.
If we stay at 60. If we started at 60.
60, you're 63.
I know, but I'm the only, she's 61. We're both already eligible, and I don't think
we're there. 60.
Yeah, I'm not 60 for sure.
If you didn't do the retirement this year or next year, do we think there'd be money for it the next year? Who knows?
If that did happen, stuff can come in after
that.
Seven come eleven.
Well, I was just thinking you could use that for Ricky.
Well, and you, I'll be honest, guys. You either put it in place and you say you're going to fund it, or you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Because a lot of things, I can sit here and say I'm not going to do it, but something may happen to where I don't have a choice in the matter, and I need to retire. Exactly. And so I can't say that with 100% certainty. So if you're going to fund it or you're going to do it, you need to fund it. Now, we don't have to use it, but it's there.
I see stuff like that. Yeah. I'm retired.
If you're thinking about doing it, you need to fund it. And then it's there for the next year.
Even if nobody's probably
going to do it. Nobody touched it. All it does is go back, that money goes back into the general fund for the next year.
If they don't use it.
Yeah, I mean,
and y'all two will be the only eligible ones for this next year anyway, so it's probably not going to get used.
No.
We're the two old ladies.
We're the two old ladies.
Yeah, y'all are.
Well, one of us has already asked.
I haven't asked it yet.
I probably won't live till tomorrow because he put poison in some echo he gave me. He told me that.
What do you think about it, Mary?
Well, I'm trying not to say anything, but I'm gonna. I heard three of them, I think, that spoke up say that they didn't want to go with the retirement change. But it sounds like there's somebody that could benefit from it that wants to make the retirement change. And the people on the outside frequently say, you shouldn't be able or whatever to change things to your own good. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just.
Well, three I will tell you right now, I'm bored, three and I'm not going to, I get retired.
You're not interested in doing that, and that a new dispatcher would benefit the county, and this other change would benefit just a few. So why not let the people that are here to determine the budget? Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Well, I'm in favor of it. Here's why, it won't benefit me.
Okay, so she said I could go ahead and fall down the stairs. Anybody in the world, okay? Yeah. I went through whatever. You deal with what's on your plate, okay? You don't make the rules as an outside, as a public individual, you shouldn't be able to make the rules to suit yourself.
I'm not making the rules to suit myself. That's those gentlemen right there.
Exactly. And three of them already said what they said, but yet we're still twisting somebody's arm.
And you're pointing that at me.
No, I'm not.
I would be eligible in 4 years.
I am not pointing that at you at all.
Because I'm the only one who stood up and said anything about the retirement insurance.
With the right ending one way or the other. But I'm just saying that anybody, and the same thing with the deputy, that if it was available, I think I heard this a few meetings ago, if there was a deputy that was, if it's available, they would probably do it because he can't maneuver right now. And who wants that to be the deputy that comes on call with a domestic violence or something call? You know, think hard, you'll remember what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying that people make a life choice of an occupation and retirement and everything for themselves. And you don't have to bend the rules to make it accommodate where somebody ends up being out of shape or having a health issue or whatever at 62 or 58 or 55 or whatever. Everybody has to deal with the
they're all called benefits. We can do away with benefits anytime we want.
But if we want. There's actually an ROI on doing the retirement insurance because you're paying longevity pay and their salaries are higher and they're not able to do the job. So if you offer the insurance, the retiree insurance, it's their decision whether or not to retire based on that benefit being able to have insurance. If they do, you're able to hire somebody at a lower rate, a younger person. So the ROI is there. You save money by letting them go and paying their insurance by hiring somebody at a lower rate and then training them, and hopefully they'll stay
because they get retired insurance.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not just a selfish benefit. I'd like to have it because I want to be able to when I'm up to the time. There's an ROI on it. It's a number. It benefits the budget.
In full disclosure to Mary, I mean, I think everybody on this, I won't speak for everybody, but we've had enough conversations about it. I think everybody is on board to do the retiree insurance if we're trying to decide if it's right now or next year or what. I mean, I'm on board to do it. Everything I've been talking about so far is about kind of slow growth for this year. But what Ms. White's doing, she's just giving us all the different options. That's her job, to tell all the different things. When she alluded to what could affect her, it's still, she just gives us all the options of what we're looking at.
Well, what I was dealing with was this year in the conversation that I've seen so far this morning. When I walked in here, I didn't know how y'all felt about it either way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think for the most part, I mean, everybody's on, I mean, I'm on board for the for the retiree insurance money. When she talks as a financial officer here about what we have money to spend, that's why I throw those other options out. Like, oh, if you're going to do that, we have still have money to spend somewhere close to that same tax rate. You know, why not do this and that? You can pick and choose. When I throw out the Paul's idea, so I've got constituents that support that or really want that. So I try to fight for that. I'm not going to get it. So, but just, I'd be careful with that about it, so everybody's trying to do it. Because they present the options. We ultimately have to make the decision.
And she's not going to benefit from it if she stays here for 2 more years anyway, so.
Because that's just what Beth said. We all looked at that and we understand the return on investment on that. You got somebody that's got a high salary and they're sticking around until they get to 65 because of Medicare. If you give them the benefit of being able to cover them before they get to 65, you can bring somebody, another officer, younger model in, be able to do the job and might not have so many issues like 63.
My comment on it is, three comments I heard up there, and then what's being.
Well, I get all of this. I'm just trying to answer what you brought up from my perspective.
That's not what I mean. I'm bored, but I just don't think this year's the year to do it.
That's good.
If we're all bored, it's just the one we
want. Well, if you put it in place this year, there's nobody that's going to benefit from what Marta's saying right there. Is the only two that could even retire this year between 60 and 65. And as far as what they're saying right there, now you don't ever know what's going to happen today or tomorrow. Yeah. But neither one of them is going to retire. So do we just wait and do it next year? Then who, you know, who's going to benefit then?
How many next year?
I mean, I'm just asking.
But she said if nobody uses it.
But yeah, it's okay. If you want to go ahead and put it in place, even though nobody uses it, the money's going to stay there. It'll just go to the next bucket.
Go to the next one for a 59.
It really is not going to make anything except we're going to put it in place.
Right.
They're not going to leave. So.
I keep trying to weigh all the pros and cons of this whole deal. And it's kind of hard. But I see more pros than I do cons. And they brought another good point just now that you know, the longevity pay will kind of offset the other end.
To save more than you spend.
Yeah.
If they quit.
That's the ROI that we've all been talking about. I think most, you might not know so much about it, but we talked about it the years we've been here about doing it. That's kind of the last of a lot of tabs. I guess somebody that's 62 years old, right now, the sheriff's department sitting around, like for Medicare, I mean, it's got a healthy salary. If you bring somebody on, we'll on the model, that means it starts down the bottom.
The difference there pretty well pays for.
But I'm just more and more trying to get people to stay. They're good. If they're not good.
Sorry, her leak is back.
No.
Her my leak is back. Sorry, it's
such a buzzkill.
But, you know, Scott, I'm not against calls. And I'm like you all know when you come up that little deal that, you know, if you're going to give a little here, you got to give a little there sometimes, too, you know?
I'm not going to call that one to the whole 40,000.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
cut it in half. That's where you can cut the growth on some things.
Yeah.
Well, at the bottom line, it all comes down to, you said wants and needs, Walker. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to really true. And really truly, if you were a true less government, less county. We can do it with library.
Can we have a slight potty break?
We can cut 50% because there's a lot of people that don't want some of this stuff. They don't want the boss of it. They don't want the boss. There's a lot of people that brag about the boss.
You don't want to listen to Coach Trevor Deers. He says 50 cents a square foot. That's what my first one was.
A square
foot?
50
cents a square foot.
Distracted.
That's a big parking lot.
I need to learn how to do that. I love you.
Yeah. Really?
until.
I got a potty.
All right. Well, you need now, Marla. Which way to go?
Yeah, what do y'all want to do? And I'll bring it back tomorrow?
We're meeting tomorrow again, aren't we?
Yes.
Y'all just want to think about it, come back? What do y'all want to do? We're gonna meet tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, tomorrow.
Y'all to approve tomorrow, or when y'all to approve?
No, no.
End of the month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Do y'all want to think about it? I think y'all are in a quandary. So think about it, and let's come back tomorrow, and y'all let me know what you want to do, and then we'll start from there.
What about it?
1:30, I think it is. Because you gotta come back tomorrow anyways.
We have to push the chair on tomorrow.
And we have the fire truck.
Yeah, Marla's gonna get up on the top of the flag.
Yeah.
How come we got two commissioners court right in a row right there?
Because you got a special deal.
Because one is special and one is where.
Got approved that resolution that I didn't read down.
And then it gets right.
Reported wrong. And then I think somebody else added something with it. Yeah, two things on there now.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because I can tell y'all what to quandary, so.
Hey, just they keep making it worse and worse for you and everything else.
That's okay.
But I mean, and I understand Commissioner Newsom's deal about the pause. I know he's got a lot of people there in his neck and woods, but.
That's me.
I mean, Newsom, I'm sorry.
You go up, Scott. Yes, I stopped.
I guess a whole other
Song. But, and if he's really, all right, let's say 10 for Paul's and 10 for the baseball park, because that thing's got to be strived. Something's got to be done for those people out there. I mean, that goes back to that 20. I mean, I'm just throwing it all. If we're just giving and taking and all that, I mean, the kids before dogs, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just how I feel.
I'm telling you, dog would go way above people here.
My dog was a home whining right now. We might pay $10,000 in pain, but I mean, we'd be strapping ourselves, all four of us.
Marla and I'll help.
Yeah, we'll help. Hey, I couldn't look anywhere. Come back north from Gilmer to Pittsburgh. But I'll tell you what,
First of all, you take the stream out there and you follow that stream.
Yes.
You don't try to do it by, I think I can hide this.
No.
Well, that's how I do it.
Oh, I know that's the way I do it too.
I don't know. We're just talking. We're just going back and forth. I'm not trying to make it like.
I think Blankenship's got one. I'll call him.
I'm striping.
But this is a new guy and he's supposed to be cheap.
Yeah, 50 cents
a
month.
If you go up there, with some East Texas tea, you get the highway parts driver out there and you got a great one. They won't have State of Texas.
Tomorrow one.
And Jody, just also talk about what Marla put forth the other day about that, the $550,000, and more or less. Yeah, so of course we went through that whole list, the wish list, of saying, okay, you keep that and don't have that, so you cut this for a finger. You show it, and it's just slowing the growth. But ultimately today, we've come up with a different option that has how many pennies it'll take to raise taxes to meet this obligation. She's got the budget for all that. So we go now, we're worried about being in a huge deficit. That's why I brought this, I wouldn't even brought this thing up earlier about, you know, bringing Paul back into it. But when she said we had a $25,000 deficit based upon that budget, but we've got the wiggle room to go up to 75. She should be happy with our financial officer. Okay, so what can we? Go back and forth, bar back and forth. I'm with you. If you want to try to do the deal, say, that's the reason I asked for Paul. I'm not saying we're going to give it what originally was had, but you know, we still got some wiggle room.
Yeah.
And then that includes all the other stuff we talked about to this point. So
I guess it all started because of all I talked about was that retirement deal. And it just kind of grew from there. I didn't mean for that to go that direction. But the one good thing about it is it won't be used this year anyway, the way it sounds. I mean, it's just coming up here. I didn't mean to make it grow at all. So.
Tomorrow, 1?
30?
Well, yes,
y'all look so sure.
Second.
All fair side.
Come tomorrow with your decision hat on.